And we do have emergency triple team traffic. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
We still have crews blocking the two left lanes of traffic on this accident in the downtown area. It's southbound I-15 at 400 North, and they have a lot of the crash already cleared out of the way. It still may take them a few more minutes, though, and it's still causing delays, not quite back to 10th North, but just remember you've got to merge over into those right lanes in order to get around it. Then as you continue southbound I-15, a few spots of slowing scattered between the South Interchange and Bangor Highway in Draper. Len Thomas?
As you're taking the ride, looking to the 201 freeway now is looking a lot better now as you head out toward Magna. 3500 South is a little bit slow still from 5600 West out to 7200 West. And then you're looking at the drive over the point of the mountain. It's pretty good. A little bit of slowing at the top of the point of the mountain. Then you're in pretty much a free current all the way down to Provo. Mark?
Well, KSL traffic trooper says avoid the broken water / sewer main and Bountiful on southbound Orchard Drive by 2600 South, and then up north, northbound I-15. Looks a lot better traveling to the North Interchange into Davis County, but you are still getting some delays. Basically, Shepherd Lane's the worst of it, and then you'll be on slow and go on up to Gentile Street. Improving is are the delays on Highway 89 overflowing up into Fruit Heights. Moving across the country, need to know about wards, seminary, youth programs. LDSAgents.com can help. Visit LDSAgents.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.